This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
You're up.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety show. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much happening in the sports world, from obviously the college basketball. We're halfway to our Final Four, and a couple more games later on today, obviously, and then obviously Major League Baseball in full throttle. It's happening. It's going on, man. NBA basketball, the playoffs, literally right around the corner now. Same deal with NHL hockey. So we've got you covered in every single way, shape, and form. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. You're exactly right. There is so much going on and so much fun going on with that NCAA tournament, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a couple of really good basketball games on Saturday for sure. I do want to talk a little bit about baseball and some hockey, because we're going to have our professor of sports, John Poulter, on with us here in just a few minutes. Did you happen to see that blast by Bryce Harper, man? Only a 465-foot blast or something for his first homer for the Phillies, so not too shabby, huh?
Yeah, just a little chip shot, you know.
Just like a drive and a little chip shot, huh? Anyways, I do hear the music. I know that means we got to get the heck out of Dodge for just a couple moments, pay some bills, but keep it close, everybody. So much happening in the sports world. Like I said, on the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, going to break down what's happening early in Major League Baseball, and then obviously what's happening late in NHL hockey. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just getting loose. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute, with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Morris with it out front, dribbling over on the left side above the elbow, makes the pass into the right corner, three rainbowed up, that's off the mark. That was Terrence Mann, rebound Clark up ahead, Hachimura. Hachimura on the move, steps left, puts it over the left hand, banked it too strong. There's Brandon Clark flying in and slams it home. A flex and a fist pump in midcourt for Clark. The Gonzaga bench is on their feet, so are the Gonzaga fans. 53-42 Gonzaga, 12:38 to go.
Here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're just going to track down John Poulter here in a moment. And we're going to talk, obviously, some Major League Baseball with him. Also, some NHL hockey. Mike, have you been checking out early Major League Baseball yet, or is it too early for you, brother?
It depends on who's playing right now for me. It's just one of those things where it's hard to get into a season that's 162 games right off the bat, but I'll get there. I mean, I've been watching the Red Sox and what's been on TV a couple of nights. But the one thing that I have been paying attention to the first two, three games of the season is how many home runs the Arizona Diamondbacks have given up to the Dodgers. It was just... You know, I think the number's up around 13 right now. So kind of makes you wonder a little bit about what's going on with the D-backs and their pitching staff. So it'll be interesting moving forward, though.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting much out of the D-backs this year. I mean, you know, you give away Goldie, you get rid of Pollock, you get rid of all these guys that they got rid of, and I think you can't expect all that much out of this bunch. And, you know, Torrey's done a great job with less, to be quite honest with you, but sooner or later that kind of magic runs out on you. So ultimately I think that's kind of where the D-backs are now, and I'm not surprised that they've started the year out and they're in the cellar. You look at the standings, you mentioned the Boston Red Sox. They're in the cellar right now, too. I don't expect that to last very long. Kansas City has gotten out of the gates pretty early, pretty well, obviously. And, you know, they were a team a few years back that made a solid run. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, that they continue to struggle, that they've gotten out slowly. Seattle has gotten out of the gates really well. They're 4-1, and they've obviously played the most games out of anybody throughout the whole season yet. But, you know, I think that American League West is going to be interesting, Mike. I really do.
John's ready.
No, I do too. And it's just going to be fun to watch. But for right now, I mean, it's such a grind for these guys that sometimes I just sit back and go, these Major League Baseball players, they make really good money and they have a great lifestyle and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's, 162 games is 162 games, and that's quite a grind for anybody, especially a professional athlete. So, we'll see what happens moving forward. But like you said, with the Red Sox, it should, they shouldn't, I mean, they're in town here in Phoenix this week, but I mean, I don't expect them to struggle or just go off the deep end after winning the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a mental, physical, emotional grind. We all know that every season, every sport, but Major League Baseball, like you alluded to, the 162 games is an incredibly tough grind. Now, let's bring on our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who happens to be in Phoenix, Arizona right now. John, good morning. You got Mike, you got Andy. Obviously, you're welcome to be with us. We're glad you're with us, and I'm glad we tracked you down. How you doing, John?
Good morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. Another beautiful day, as you know, here in the Valley of the Sun. But let's not beat around the bush. Let's get right to it. D-backs have gotten out of the gate slowly. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. Like I was saying to Mike, you get rid of all the guys they got rid of, it makes things pretty difficult, let's be honest. So I don't expect much out of the D-backs this year. I was saying that, Torrey has done more with less, but sooner or later that type of magic runs out. Is this the season where the D-backs hit rock bottom to a certain degree?
Well, I think they have to be careful of that. I mean, clearly they're playing in a division where the Dodgers and the Rockies are the two strong teams, both postseason teams last year. San Diego looks like they're starting to dig their way out of what's been a pretty long rebuild. The Giants seem to be in that stage as well. They don't seem to be playing all that well, certainly not as well as they did in the early part of this decade. But, I think it's going to end up being Colorado and the Dodgers 1-2 or 2-1 in that division, and I think the other three teams are going to be fighting for third place, which obviously means no postseason play. To your point, I think Lovello has previously done a very good job with one or two exceptions, without a minimal number of stars, but I think it may have run out on them. They're in a rebuild process. Let's just hope that they have done the right thing in terms of the guys they've chosen to rebuild with, and I think Lovello is the right guy to do that, but I think it's going to be a couple of years before the Diamondbacks are back in contention.
John, good morning. This is Mike. Hope you're enjoying the nice weather down here in the Valley of the Sun. We're only four games in, whatever it is. Did anything surprise you during the first week of the season?
Yeah, a couple of things. The quality of the starting pitching, certainly over the first couple of days, Thursday and Friday, has surprised me. And the lack of runs as a result of that has surprised me. You don't generally see starting pitchers going 6, 7, 8 innings the first week of the season. And I've seen several games where the starting pitcher has gone 7 innings and has been still strong when he left the game after 7 innings. So I think that has probably been the biggest surprise, Mike. I don't think anybody's results have surprised me. I mean, we're not even through the first series yet for any one team, Seattle being the only team that's really playing at a great percentage, but they have the advantage of starting that season early with those two games in Japan against Oakland. So way too early to tell anything right now, but I think the pitching has probably been the big surprise for me.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here talking Major League Baseball at the moment. John, let me ask you this. Do you think this is the Yankees' year? There's a lot of talk, obviously, and I know that they're playing 500 ball, but again, it's two games into the season. I think we have a few teams that are able to reach that 100 win plateau again, and I do think the Yankees are one of those teams. I personally think it might be their year. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on staying healthy, and specifically staying healthy until De Gregorius gets back in the lineup, which I believe is mid to late June was the latest projection that I saw. And can Torey Tulowitzki sort of keep the ball rolling until De Gregorius returns? certainly that bullpen that the Yankees have shortens the game to six innings. If they can keep that bullpen healthy and get to the sixth inning with a lead, they're going to be in good shape. Whether it's their year or not, ask me in a month and I'd probably have a better opinion of it. I think we're at that point where there's an awful lot of teams look like they've got an awful lot of promise, and I think the first 30 days are going to tell us a lot more. But if the Yankees are fairly dominant after 30 days, I would have to say that they've got as good a chance as any. But let's not forget about teams like Boston, even Cleveland, Washington, the Braves, the Dodgers. There's a lot of teams, and Houston, I guess, I can't forget. A lot of teams out there, I think, have that opportunity to win 100 games, as you've pointed out.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, look, I know that it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I'm basically just going out on a limb early and saying, look, before the 30-day plateau or the 30-day mark where we have a better idea of how teams are going to play and how they're going to adjust, I'm just going out on a limb right away saying, look, I think Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees figure it out, and I think it's their year. I think last year, you know, you had Stanton and those guys in a little bit of unfamiliar territory, if you will, and I think a year in New York will do that guy a lot of good. What do you think, John?
I'm not so sure I agree with you 100%. I certainly think Stanton is going to be a better player in year two, but I think there's an awful lot of good teams that are going to give the Yankees a run for their money. I don't see them being far and ahead of everybody else at this point. You know, there's a lot of awfully good teams out there, and there seems to be a bigger gap now between the top teams and the bottom teams in Major League Baseball than there ever has been before.
All right. I can live with that for now, and we'll just have to see how things shake out, obviously, throughout the whole season. And again, marathon, not a sprint. We all know that. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll all be right back.
High fly ball, deep center. Mullins back, still back, turning, looking. See ya! A three-run home run for Voit. Yankees on the board. They're up 3-0.
Hard down the line. Can he throw him out, Arenado? You gotta be kidding me! How good was that?
Here we go. Fly ball, deep left field. Way back. Oh, Rockies win! How do you love that?
This is Dorf on Sports.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Murphy flipped it ahead. Bouncing puck. And to bring it was Perlini. Murphy touched it. It might be his first career hat trick. Brendan Perlini with 3 seconds to go. His first NHL hat trick. And watch him float down to the ice surface.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Okay, let's go.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, our professor of sports, John Poulter, hanging out with us. Just got done talking Major League Baseball. Now we're going to switch gears, talk a little NHL hockey with John. John, look, man, it's been a fun, I'd say, last month or so watching this Arizona Coyote team, who right now is on the outside looking in at that wild card spot, the final wild card spot in the West. And right now it's Dallas and it's the Avalanche who are a little bit ahead of them. The Wild right there, obviously, with the Coyotes, but we're 1 point ahead of them. And, you know, when you're looking at the end of the year, you're looking at games played, and the Coyotes do have one more game to play than, you know, the Stars. Avalanche also have that extra game. Wild have that extra game. A lot of teams playing for that final position. Who's going to wind up getting it, John?
Well, you'd have to think that Dallas is in the driver's seat right now simply because they have a 4-point advantage over Colorado and a 7-point advantage over the Coyotes, and there's only 4 games to play. So mathematically, you'd have to say that the advantage lies with Dallas, but Arizona could still catch Dallas for that top wild card spot. And, you know, I don't think anybody's going to catch the Vegas Golden Knights for third place. I guess Dallas could because they're only a couple of points behind them. And for some reason or other, the Vegas Knights have found a very bad time of year to get cold. They've lost 5 in a row after going on a pretty good streak the last month or so. So I don't think it's locked in yet that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to finish third in that division. But, you know, once again, you'd have to think that they have the advantage, but I'd be very concerned if I was Vegas looking at the teams behind me. It's very possible they could get caught, but I have to think that we're really looking at Dallas, Colorado, and the Coyotes, and perhaps the Wild to make the playoffs in a wild card situation. We got essentially 4 teams fighting for 2 spots.
Interesting stuff.
John,
go ahead.
With Calgary, you know, looking to lock up the first place, well, I think they've already locked it up in the Pacific and in the West. Calgary seems like they were a bit of a surprise. Like, I don't know if too many people kind of saw them doing what they did this year. What's been the key for Calgary this year?
Well, it's an interesting situation, Mike. I guess, first of all, mathematically, they still can be caught, but they're going to have to go into a terrible slump for that to happen. What's really happened, I think, is that, you know, that they've gotten their better players have been healthy most of the year. They added some depth over the offseason in a trade with Carolina. They got themselves a very good coach in Bill Peters, who moved over from the Carolina Hurricanes. He's an Alberta native, so for him it was coming home. was kind of a no-brainer in terms of a decision for him when his contract was up in Carolina. I think the biggest concern I would have, excuse me, as a Flames follower, if I were one, would be that they've gotten good goaltending most of the year, but they haven't settled on a number one goalie. And we all know that once you start to get to the playoffs, you got to ride one guy and hope that he carries you there. That's going to be a bit of a challenge for them. Somebody has to step forward. But I think they're in great shape, and certainly they've done a lot better than I certainly thought they would, and I think a lot of hockey experts would think the same thing.
All right, so let's switch gears. We've been talking Western Conference primarily the whole time so far. Let's shift gears and let's get to the Eastern Conference a little bit. Look, I know we've been kind of saying they can't do it, but mathematically, can Tampa Bay still break the record, John? Yes or no?
No, I don't think they'll do it. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and my projection was 129 points. I haven't seen anything that really is going to change my mind on that being 129 or 130. They don't need to win any more games. I think now it's just a question of resting guys and staying healthy for the playoffs.
With that being said, though, you don't want to get too much time off. I mean, I think that these guys' bodies are kind of used to the normal wear and tear and the grind of the regular season. So what's the right balance? How do you manage that?
Well, I think what you do is if you're in a situation like Tampa where everything has been clinched, you go through a period of four or five games where you sit out each game, you sit out one or two different guys from your core five or six players and give them all one game rest, maybe two games rest, and see where you go from there. That keeps everybody sharp. They're still going to practice. What you have to get ready for is that long grind at the playoffs where you could be playing as much as 28 games over 60 days, which is essentially one game every 2 days. It's tough hockey. It's grinding hockey. It's heavy hockey in terms of checking and forechecking and hard work and defense and so on and so forth. I think that's something they probably have to do. They would like to see their better players well rested and maybe even rest the number one goaltender for a game or two as well to A, give him some rest, and B, keep the backup guy sharp.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down what's happening in the NHL right now. I got one more quick one for you, and then, Mike, you can bounce back in here. With the way that the Capitals have been rolling as of late, John, obviously four straight, getting on top of the Metropolitan right now, and they seem to be grooving at the right time. You know, we've been kind of talking about this here and there. Can they repeat? At this point, I'm not going to put it past them. They're playing really good hockey at the right time of the year.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. I've had my doubts about the Capitals because the Islanders have been giving them such a hard run for their money all year. But certainly, they with four wins in a row, they now sit with a three-point lead over the Islanders. Each team with three games to play, you have to think that they have a better chance to wrap up that division now than I would have thought they had a month ago. If you talk about a team getting hot at the right time, they certainly are. And perhaps the counter to that is the Winnipeg Jets in the West. All of a sudden, they've lost three in a row, and the Nashville Predators have caught them. But certainly from a Washington standpoint, the very best time of year to get hot the last five or six games before the postseason.
So, you know, you're talking about the Capitals there, and you got Ovechkin, and he just notched another 50-goal season. What does that tell you about Ovechkin and kind of his durability through the years?
Is that eight straight, by the way, John? Is that eight straight years of that for him?
I believe so. I'd have to check the stats, Andy, but that number sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think what it says about him, guys, is that he's always been healthy. He's had very few injuries over his career. In fact, I bet you he's probably missed more games through suspensions and sitting out games than he has actually through injury. He's been very durable. I mean, he's very big. He's very physical. His game was always very good in the regular season, and up until last year, it was the playoffs where he had fallen short. And last year, he turned that around completely and made everybody look very foolish for calling him a regular season player. So I've never been a big Ovechkin fan. I've always thought that of the Crosby-Ovechkin rivalry, I've always thought that Crosby was the better all-around player, but certainly have to give some credit to Ovechkin for his durability, and obviously over the last couple of seasons what we've seen from him in terms of leadership, scoring a lot of goals, getting his team to the championship, and also now in a situation where they're rolling as they go into the playoffs. I have to take my hat off to him. I think it says an awful lot about him as a hockey player, and to some extent also about him as an individual.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us, doing a great job talking Major League Baseball and NHL hockey. Hey, John, I'm just going to ask you, I mean, you're out here in the Valley of the Sun. What are you going to be doing out here, my man?
Well, I'm going to be enjoying not looking out the window and seeing snow and cold and being able to go out without a jacket and go out in a pair of sandals and a pair of shorts. It seems that in the East this year, we certainly in the Canadian East, we've had a very, very long winter. We've had a cold winter. We've had as much snow as we always get, but this year it seemed to come in three or four different pockets of 4 or 5 days at a time. And while we didn't get snow for a lot of the winter, when we did get snow, we got a tremendous amount of it. So I'm just happy to be out of that. By the time I get home at the end of April, spring will have arrived. So I'm almost at the point now where I feel as though my winter has ended, which is something we always look forward to. And I can understand why you guys love living here in the wintertime. As you know, I've been here probably a dozen times, and it never ceases to amaze me how nice it is here in the spring. And I think you made the comment last week, you were realizing once again why you live here, and I can understand that 100%.
Absolutely. Hey, John, as always, a true pleasure talking to you. I'll catch up with you. Hopefully we'll get together this week, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, John Poulter, professor of sports, doing what he does for us, breaking down Major League Baseball and the NHL hockey. So keep it close, everybody. We'll get back at it on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Jamie Benn is the fifth shooter for the Stars. He'll take the wide route. Benn, off the post and in! And the Stars complete the comeback in a shootout. They beat the Oilers.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Are we going MLB here or what?
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now Robinson Cano in his Mets debut. The 1-1 on the way. Swinging a fly ball. Well hit left center. Going back, Robles way back onto the track. Looks up. It's gone! A home run for Robinson Cano in his first at-bat as a New York Met.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now here's Andy.
Gotta love Major League Baseball, buddy. Gotta love it, Mike Wilson. You absolutely have to love it. It's a marathon, not a sprint, like you said. We're not even through our first series with all the teams, except for maybe Seattle, like we've talked about earlier. But baseball is here in full throttle. So get your popcorn, get ready for a long season, and hopefully a good season for your team. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind, to be quite honest with you. Hit us up on Twitter, too. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, I do want to get into the college hoops from what we saw on Saturday. And you know what? Those were some good games, man. I got to be honest with you. Texas Tech came out. They balled. They can play defense. They can hit the three ball. They can do a lot of good stuff out on that basketball court. Taking down the number one seed, Gonzaga, 75-69. They get it done. Virginia hangs on to beat a really tough, gritty Purdue team led by Carson Edwards, who had another spectacular night, man. The guy makes, like, I don't know, 10, 11 three-pointers, has 42 points, does just about everything he possibly can to carry his team on his back, falls 5 points short, losing 80-75. But, man, oh, man, that if that wasn't the game of the tournament, bro, I don't know what is the game of the tournament, Mike.
No, I agree with you on that point right there, and your point that just, you know, look, we had two great games yesterday, and this is what you get when you get the big boys playing each other. I mean, it's really, you take a look at the tournament, and everybody loves the upsets, everybody loves Cinderella, but the tournament this year kind of told Cinderella to stay home, and it's been mostly kind of chalk teams at the top of the rankings, of the seedings, getting through. But that Purdue game, man, that was a fun game to watch. And it's one of those games that you watch and you just feel bad for the team that lost. If they both could win and move on or something like that, you would like that to happen. But, you know, Virginia had to do what Virginia had to do. And let's face it, I mean, I don't think there's another number one seed that I have seen get as much doubt, maybe as much, I don't know if I really want to use this term, but I will, hate as Virginia the last few years. And I know it's based off of what happened last year. And this just has to feel like just a big redemption tour right now for the Virginia Cavaliers based on what happened last year. So, you know, moving forward, it's going to be fun. I mean, we got Duke playing Michigan State today, and we got Kentucky playing Auburn. Can Kentucky beat a team three times in 1 year? And then you got Duke and Michigan State, two great programs with great players and great coaches. It's going to be a lot of fun today, man.
No, I mean, when you get to this point, you kind of hit on something. You know, it's the big boys, and not only the big boys necessarily as far as the schools that are out there, but the big boys when you're talking about coaching too. And I don't think it gets any better than Izzo and Krzyzewski, let's be honest. But I just want to stick at something real quickly here, and we'll get to those games in a moment. Texas Tech, man, were you as impressed with them as I was? I mean, I'll tell you what. They got guys that can hit clutch shots. They got guys that can defend. They're not going to be an easy out, man. I'm telling you right now. I think that them getting to the Final Four, they're legit, bro. That's a good squad team. That's a really good squad, bro.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think you and I talked a little bit last night about this through Facebook or text or something, that they're solid. Like they locked the Zags down last night in that second half.
Mike, Gonzaga averaged 90 points throughout the year. These guys held them to under 70 points. When Gonzaga didn't score 70 points or more, they're going to lose. And, you know, Texas Tech, like you said, man, it was through Facebook. I said to you, they can lock you down on defense. They can hit the three ball. They defend. They're long. They're athletic. I mean, did you see that play by that their big guy at the end of the game? I know that they missed the call because he was actually out of bounds, but the athleticism to even go out and make that play, Texas Tech is no joke, man. They're legit.
No, Texas Tech is no joke, and they're showing everybody this kind of how much they kind of went under the radar a little bit. I mean, there was some talk about them, but I don't think, I mean, if you ask me, no one was picking Texas Tech to get this far. And to your point that they have athletes and they're athletic, they got dudes. You know, to get this far, you need some dudes, and they got dudes on this team that can play defense, that can score, like you said, that can shoot. And let's not forget the coach. I mean, did you see the coach in the post game? He was ready to shed some tears, and you know, he was all excited. I mean, this is the first time they're going to the Final Four. You know, that coach there at Texas Tech has earned some respect, I think, throughout the country.
Oh no, absolutely, 100%. And talking about respect, I mean, Tony Bennett. You know, we know what his dad did, Dick Bennett did with the Wisconsin Badgers back in the day, but this is a pretty cool story for him too with Virginia. You know, they've been to the Final Four, we know that, but last time they were there, I believe, was 1984. And like you said, you know, last year with the disappointment that they had, I guess if there's one story here that we can take, it is Virginia getting to the Final Four after losing to a 16 seed, the only team, the only number one seed in the history of the you know, college tournament to ever do that. 1 year, and then the following year they back it up and they get to the Final Four. I think that shows a lot of grit, a lot of determination, a lot of heart, and a lot of character out of Tony Bennett and his kids, man.
Oh, it shows an extreme amount of grit and determination. And, you know, because that, let's face it, for a program that was the first program to lose to a 16 seed, that does take some mental capability, some mental grit, determination, like we've been saying, to overcome that next time around the tournament. And, you know, how sweet would this be for Virginia to win the whole dang thing after losing to a 16 seed? I mean, that would be a story for a generation almost, you know, Virginia Cavalier fans. And you know, the other thing that I like is that I like, you know, they'll put the camera on them every once in a while, but Ralph Sampson's there. We all know, you know, growing up in the 80s, you know, who Ralph Sampson was and that he's still around the program. He still supports his team. And, you know, I think Virginia has a lot of momentum moving forward.
You know, that's a good point, because not only do you see Ralph Sampson in the stands, you see John Stockton in the stands rooting and cheering, obviously, for his old squad, Gonzaga. And I think that's really what's really cool about March Madness. You know, I'm in a group text with my brother and a couple of, you know, his buddies from college. And, you know, we're talking about all these things that are going on. And I think it is a unique way of bringing people together, you know, and I think it's really cool when you see those old timers go back. You know, Gene Katie was in the stands there, you know, for Purdue. I just, you know, you see the old coaches, you see the old players, you just see everybody come together and they're rooting for their team. I will not be surprised if I see Magic Johnson there today when he's watching Michigan State, or I wouldn't be surprised to see a Grant Hill in the audience. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that's what's
Barkley.
Really cool. Yeah, but he can't be. He'll be on TV watching it, obviously. But the point is that it brings these guys back to those days when you remember all those special times that you had as a student athlete, you know, and playing and representing yourself and your university. And you know, if there's one thing that is extremely cool to me about the March Madness tournament, That's what it is, Mike. It's seeing the old guys go back and still have that spirit for their team and that love for their team. So I think that's pretty cool. And I don't think you see that really in any other sport, to be quite honest with you, man.
No, I think it's unique to the March Madness and the college and just the college sports in general. I mean, everybody has their favorite pro team, but the players switch teams a lot, and there's not a lot of, you know, except for some cities, there's not a lot of faithfulness, you know, to the team and the players. Well, you talk about your school where you went, that is ride or die. I mean, I know you're ride or die with your Badgers and your Minnesota Golden Gophers. You know who I ride with, and, you know, it just kind of, no matter how bad they are, how good they are, that's your team. And like you said, seeing those ex-professional Hall of Fame guys show up to support their team, regardless of how good they are, they're there, and that does make March Madness, and even when you see it with the bowl season with college football, it makes it special, just a special little thing with college sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, you have these groups or the word that I'm looking for is kind of escaping me right now, but the truth, it's a bond. It's like a fraternity. I guess that's the word that I'm looking for. You know, it's a fraternity, and you have these people that really care and gave a lot to the sport. And you know what? They're still, even though they're celebrities and they like you said, they could be Hall of Fame guys, they still have a little kid in them. And I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, you see it, I guess the other place I would compare it is, you know, when you get to the Super Bowl, you know, and guys are really excited about winning and all that stuff. And they almost are like a little kid at that point. I guess you could say the same thing about the World Series, you know, or the NHL Stanley Cup. I think at that moment, you know, when you realize that you've reached your childhood dream and you're the top, you're the pinnacle of your profession, I think that's when it finally hits you and the little kid in you kind of comes out, wouldn't you say?
No, the absolute little kid comes out in you, in me, and anybody that's watching these games, and that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it special. And you know, the other thing, especially with college sports, and especially to me, March Madness is when, you know, the losing team, you see the emotion out of these guys that are seniors, and this, you know, for maybe a lot of them, this is their last competitive basketball game that they'll play, and the emotion just kind of comes through. You saw it last night with Gonzaga's Perkins. You know, he had that bone, what he called a bonehead technical, you know, reaching across the end line there, and then, you know, the guy that I really feel for the last few days is Auburn's Okiki. He has a torn ACL now, and he's an NBA prospect. Like, he's legit NBA prospect. And to have an ACL tear this late in the season, this deep in the playoff, this deep in the tournament, is just so unfortunate for a guy like him.
No, that's totally true, man. I'm with you 100%. But great games on Saturday. Texas Tech beating Gonzaga 75-69. The number one seed goes down there. Virginia hangs on 80-75 over a really tough Purdue team. And later on today, Auburn and Kentucky. Will Kentucky be able to sweep them three times throughout the year? Going to be tough even without their big guy not playing for them. Michigan State, Duke, I don't think it gets any better, man. That's a heavyweight matchup, if you will. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do it, finish up hour number one. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Jackson dribbles a few times, hands it to Storm Murphy. Shot clock at 12. He's dribbling out along left wing. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Shot clock at 7. Crosses over against Powell. Stops at the free throw line. Up top to McGee. McGee left side for 3. It's good! There's the record. The most threes made in NCAA history. It's number 505, and it gives Wofford a 43-30 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Into the forecourt, it is Morant with the basketball. Crossover dribble, take into the lane, finds a wide open shooter, left side, and it's good. Oh, goodness. We welcome those of you just joining us across our network. 3:30 to go first half, and John Morant's putting on a show. Murray State with a 36-28 lead over Marquette. His seventh assist in his first half.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I'll tell you what, Ja Morant, he really did go out there and show us how good of an all-around basketball player he is. And I'll tell you what, he could be the number one pick. However, there's another guy that's going to be playing later on today named Zion Williamson, who I think will have something to say about that, Mike Wilson. But Ja was pretty unbelievable. Didn't get to see him enough because obviously Murray State went out pretty early in the tournament. But they did have the nice upset over Marquette, man.
No, they did, and you know, I think the Jaw's going to be the second or third pick. I don't think there's any question about who's going to be the number one pick. But let me ask you this about Jaw, Andy. Is he a good fit for the Phoenix Suns?
He would be a good fit, but I'll tell you what. I mean, I am really hoping that Zion Williamson is the Phoenix Suns pick, and you know what? Obviously, they're going to have to get the number one pick. Doing that 2 years in a row, who knows if that can happen. I'm not sure. But ultimately, man, that's the guy that I want. I really want to see Zion Williamson. And I'll tell you what, I'll be going to a lot more Suns games if that is the case, if they do wind up getting him. But, yeah, man, I mean, Ja's a good fit anywhere, just the same way that Zion Williamson, I think, would be a good fit anywhere. You can't take away their talent is what I'm saying. And they're just really, really good basketball players. And they're guys that can obviously come in right away and I think can have a real impact on their team. So hour number one, I hear the music. I know it's in the books. That would mean hour number two is on the horizon. We'll get more into the NCAA basketball for sure. I want to start out talking to you about these great matchups that we have coming up in just a little bit. Auburn and Kentucky, Michigan State and Duke. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to get into in hour number two as well. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through.
You're clear.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump's latest pick to serve on the Federal Reserve received a rocky reception from some economists that are concerned Stephen Moore isn't qualified. Moore discussed his relationship with the president on CNN.
I give him really high marks for his handling of the economy, but there are many times I disagree with him. I'm pro-trade. I'm more pro-free trade than he is. I'm probably a little bit more pro-immigration than he is.
Samantha Joffison decided to call an Uber around 2 a.m. Friday after being separated from her roommates during a night out in Columbia, South Carolina. Police Chief Skip Holbrook says a day later the 21-year-old University of South Carolina senior's body was found by turkey hunters in a field 90 miles from Columbia.
She had, in fact, summoned an Uber ride and was waiting for that Uber ride to come. I believe that she simply mistakenly got into this particular car thinking it was an Uber ride.
A 24-year-old suspect is behind bars for kidnapping and murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The number of undocumented immigrants being released by federal authorities in Brownsville, Texas has been growing dramatically, with the Customs and Border Protection Facility well over capacity. City Manager Nolan Bernal told CNN more federal money is needed.
To have this transition that I'm calling happen is primarily falling on the hands of our nonprofit entities, the city staff, and it's just not a sustainable system.
President Trump is threatening to close the border with Mexico. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham kicks off his re-election campaign in Myrtle Beach. He jokes about allegations that Trump colluded with Russia.
If you don't collude with your own government, why do you think you're colluding with the Russian government? He's not much of a colluder, he's a disruptor.
Vice President Mike Pence helped Graham with his campaign kickoff event in Greenville, South Carolina. Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who sparked rumors he would be attending this year's NAACP Image Awards in Los Angeles, didn't, and he lost Best Acting Actor in a TV drama to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More winter weather is on the way in the east. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Weather forecasters are predicting a nor'easter early next week. They say there might even be some spring snow in some places. Meteorologist Richard Band says there also could be some flooding.
If the storm takes a western track, places like New Jersey where it's been wet and they've had a lot of snow melt to worry about, yeah, there could be some flooding. If the storm takes a little track further to the east, probably not.
The Human Rights Campaign gave two presidential hopefuls a chance to address activists at a major dinner in L.A. yesterday. Senators Cory Booker and Kamala Harris addressed the gathering. Booker praised the LGBTQ community for its impact on the 2018 elections.
It's this community that helped to mobilize tens of thousands of voters around the country in 70 different races. places in 23 different states. This community helped to register tens of thousands of voters, endorsed more women and more people of color than ever before in history.
Harris told the crowd that hate is on the rise in America.
We have seen and know to be true that the existence of homophobia, transphobia, racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia are real in this country, and we must speak that truth each and every day. When we see it, we must understand it is born out of hate.
Both candidates also appeared together on stage at the NAACP Image Awards in Hollywood. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Right,
why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, right, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, sports fans all across the globe. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition for me, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into with the March Madness Tournament. A couple of big games going on later today. Auburn and Kentucky, Michigan State and Duke. Talking about heavyweight matchups, that's one right there. Not only in the name with the Michigan State and Duke, obviously with the coaches as well. Izzo and Krzyzewski, I don't think it gets any bigger and better than that. And speaking of which, Bruce Pearl and Calipari, that's not a bad matchup either. So a lot to get into with the March Madness stuff, a lot to get into with the NBA, a lot to get into all in general when it comes to the sports world. Mike, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, man, and yeah, we got a lot to talk about with the two games today, and like you said, it doesn't get any bigger than Krzyzewski and Izzo, and you got Kentucky and Auburn, and all being a little upstart, but they're down a good player. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, man.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes when you're missing that big player, that guy that, you know, inspires you, your teammates go out there and they play a whale of a basketball game or a football game, whatever it may be, and I expect Auburn to come out swinging and punching, and you know what? Tough to beat a team three times in 1 year. So we'll get into that and more. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
They go down low to Fernando, low post left side. Backs his way in, forces his way to the basket. Musinski with the block shot. Loose ball, it's on the ground. Picked up by Morcel. Leaves it for Smith, who jams it home. And Windler is called for the foul. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And Maryland takes a 76-73 lead with 1:41 to play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Look, March Madness, whether we think this year's tournament has been fantastic or not, at the end of the day, I personally think it's the greatest tournament we have when it comes to sports. And you know what? This year, a little bit boring in the sense of we've gotten a lot of chalk and a lot of what we've predicted and a lot of what we expected to happen. But with that being said, I do think the Virginia story is pretty cool in its own way, Mike. You know, we're talking about a team that only team in the history of the NCAA tournament to go down to a number one seed or a number one seed going down to a 16 seed. They come back the following year and make it to the Final Four. I think that's a pretty good story in itself. And, you know, Zion and what Duke has been able to accomplish, RJ Barrett and those guys, that's a pretty cool story in itself. And, you know, Michigan State, I think that they're a squad that we always expect them to have solid tournament runs. Kentucky, same thing with them. Auburn, I think, you know, them maybe getting into the party, that would be pretty cool. I mean, you know, Gonzaga going out, but having a pretty solid deep run. I think that was good. So ultimately, I guess what I'm saying, in a tournament where we didn't have the buzzer beaters, the nail biters, the overtime thrillers, we're still getting, at least in my opinion, we're getting the best of the best, and we're seeing at this point something that you said a little bit earlier. You know, the big dogs, that they're coming out to play now. So I'm okay with not having a Sister Jean story or something like that. If I can get a story where it's the big dogs making everything happen, and you know, you see that, like you said before too, you know, the David versus Goliath, we're not having that. We're having Goliath versus Goliath, and we'll see who gets through that. So I in a way, I think, you know what, we were due to have a tournament kind of go where you have a lot of chalk and you have the big boys getting through. And I think that, to me, that's what I wanted to see personally.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I want to see all the time. Like, you know, look, I, being a sports writer, doing all that kind of stuff, I do love a good story. But at the end of the day, in a tournament like this, you want to see best on best. You want to see the big boys play the big boys. And that's what we're getting, and that's what we're getting today. And you know, I'm really looking forward to these two games. You know, Coach K is 11-1 against Izzo. Izzo gets asked about it. He doesn't run away from it. And, I mean, he basically says it is what it is. And you know, granted, I think Izzo's one victory against Duke, is a national championship. So he can kind of hang his hat on that. And you got, yeah, Kentucky and Auburn. This is the third time that they're playing each other. You know, the Kentucky wins a nail biter at Auburn, 82-80, in like in January, and then in February, Kentucky just takes them to the woodshed at Rupp Arena there in Lexington, and beat them down pretty good. So there's a lot of interesting storylines going into these two games, and at the end of the day, like you said, it's kind of chalk on chalk, and here we go, toss the ball up and let's get it rolling.
You know, I suppose Auburn is a little bit of a, you know, upset because they were able to beat a Kansas team that was a little bit seated a little higher than them. But ultimately, I think, you know, at this point, you can kind of throw those numbers out the window. The seeds really don't mean much at this point. I think it's who's playing best and who's in a really good groove. And, you know, I do know, you know, like you said, that they're missing their guy, their third leading scorer for Auburn. And I knew immediately when he did what he did, I said, there's a torn ACL. Right. And that's only because I've done it twice myself. So I see what happens. And then, bam, I know pretty much better than most people what that injury is going to wind up being. But with that being said, I'll tell you what, there's not a better motivator in the college game than Bruce Pearl. So with that being said, I'll bet you anything that you want to bet that those guys will be ready to go. Whether or not they win that game is another story. You know, Kentucky's no joke, man. Washington is a hell of a player. We haven't talked about that kid and what he's doing, man. You know, the kid was in a walking boot, like, you know, hours before the game the other day, wasn't sure if he was going to be able to go. Cal goes up to him and says, hey, man, are you going to be able to go? And he says, man, I'm not going to let my teammates down. Yeah, I'm going to go and play in this game. So that guy's got a ton of heart. Kentucky wants to win. Auburn wants to win. I'm expecting another close game like the 82-80 game. I'm not expecting any blowouts. And I don't care that, you know, their third best player is not there. Bruce is going to have those guys motivated. Bruce is going to have those guys ready to go. And hopefully his teammates come and they show like they've never shown before. And they play one hell of a basketball game for that kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is when, you know, the regular season kind of means a little something. You can kind of maybe read some things into it. But you're exactly right with Bruce Pearl and having his guys ready to go, even though they're down one of their best players. Bruce is a master motivator. He's excited. He seems like he's excited all the time. Doesn't matter what he's talking about. But, yeah, he's going to have his guys ready to go. And what can you say about P.J. Washington of Kentucky, man? I mean, look, like you said, he was in a walking boot, a hard cast, the beginning of the week. And there was some doubt whether he was gonna play or not. We all know that. And like you said, Cal comes up to him and says, "You ready to go?" And he's like, "I'm good. Let's toss this ball up and go." And it tells you a lot about PJ Washington. It probably told a lot of NBA executives, a lot of NBA scouts, a lot about this kid. I mean, he had 24 points. It was a game high for him. So Kentucky, you know, with a lot of pressure on Cal, you know, Calipari, and he has a lot of pressure on him. Because let's face it, you know, all that talent that he's had, he only has one national championship. So there's some pressure in Lexington that I know for sure is on him to get another one. And, you know, this is just another step for them to get closer to their ultimate goal.
With that being said, I think the dude has been there for 10 years. He's gotten to 7 Final Fours. So there's something there, and he does a great job of coaching a lot of these one and done kids, and they wind up moving on and having pretty successful careers in the NBA. Cousins, DeMarcus Cousins, John Wall, just to mention a couple of those guys. So he's got a good pedigree with getting guys to the next level, and obviously some of those guys he's got now are moving on to the next level. But Michigan State, Duke, let's talk about that real quickly for a moment. You know, Zion, we talk so much about him. RJ Barrett, we talk about him. Michigan State, you know, they bring their lunch pail to work. They got that blue collar mentality, and I think that that's the approach they're going to take against Duke. And you know, Michigan State can hit the three ball. Duke, that's the one question I have about them. I think they can shoot it better than people think they can, but the question is, you know, will the spacing be right? You know, it's going to be crowded down there for Zion, so they're going to have to hit some outside shots, Mike.
Oh, they're absolutely going to have to hit some outside shots. And that's the one chink in the armor, you know, and your percentages from outside at this time of the year are what they are. And teams are going to lay off Zion. They're going to lay off, you know, Barrett and kind of dare them to shoot. I mean, if I'm coaching them, that's what I do. I mean, if I'm coaching against them, that's what I do is, okay, if you're going to make it from 20 feet, okay, I can live with that, but I'm not going to let Zion or RJ or Reddish or, you know, whoever else down low just kind of have their way. You have to kind of pack the zone in on them. And if Duke strokes it from the outside, okay. But I don't think these coaches want to get mauled over. And I don't think, like you said, Izzo is going to have his guys and their lunch pails ready to go against these young whippersnappers from Duke.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get back at it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Up top, Griesel curls a pass down to the baseline to Ward on the right side. He dribbles with the right hand, spins, lost it. Ball knocked to the backcourt. Zion going after it. Dribbles behind the back, gets to the rim, and lays it up and in. What a play by Zion Williamson. Timeout, North Dakota State. Zion's got 16. Duke is on a 9-0 run, and they're up a baker's dozen.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? Brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of common wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Gerald Green to inbound. Harden trying to get free. Down to three, down to two, it's a three. Good! Good! He got it! James Harden, a flamethrower!
Incredible. You're listening to Dorfman Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Got to get a little NBA in here for you on a Sunday morning as we come to you live each and every Sunday. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so adjust your dial or your time for whatever that is to you when wherever you are in the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get in touch with us. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so we heard the music. We heard Kevin Harlan with the highlight, and obviously that's NBA basketball. I don't know what you heard about the Porzingis being accused of rape in New York. I know that they have denied all this stuff and they're encouraging the investigation, his attorney and all that. But obviously, hopefully this goes nowhere, Mike.
Yeah, no. I mean, I did see the it come across the wires last night. I was a little shocked about who's involved with this in terms of the player, in terms of Porzingis, because he just. I mean, this is going to sound kind of lame, but he's never been a 5 o'clock news guy. Like, he's never done anything like this, and so it came across as a little bit of a shock. But yeah, I really hope this doesn't go anywhere, that this gets resolved in a manner that, is, good for both sides, I guess. But it is just another one of those things, Dorf. It's just one of those things that's just unfortunate, that it seems like, it keeps popping up more and more, especially in this Me Too movement, that is taking shape the last few years.
Yeah, a couple other things that are happening in the NBA right now. Giannis will sit against the Hawks, needs to rest that ankle a little bit, give it some time to heal. LeBron's going to miss the last six games of the Lakers season. I think that that's somewhat significant. LeBron's a guy that's logged a lot of minutes. Lakers are going nowhere. The only thing I think about this is it's unfair a little bit to fans that pay top dollar to see this guy, and potentially if it's, you know, you only get to see him one time a year, I feel pretty bad for those fans. Harden logs his fifth career 50-point triple-double. And then Jimmy Butler going back to Minnesota gets booed, doesn't seem to care about the boos in his return to Minnesota. I don't necessarily know if I believe that, but hey, you got to be tough. You got to be strong. But the association, man, we're coming up against it just about playoff time. And you know what? You got to be healthy. The Milwaukee Bucks a little bit banged up. You and I were pretty heavy on them before. I'm still going to lean on them, man, but I do think it gets a little bit more difficult if Giannis is banged up. Brogdon's going to be out for the first series. Mirotić, I'm not exactly sure what he's going to be able to add. So a lot of the big moves that they made, hopefully those guys will get an opportunity to shine in the postseason. But I do think it's going to be a challenge and a real tough challenge for the Bucks now, Mike.
Yeah, it is going to be a tough challenge, and I'm kind of in the middle of writing an article about who's coming out of the East, and I'm leaning on your Bucks a little bit, but you're right that they are a bit banged up, and it's good that Giannis is going to rest that ankle, let it heal a little bit more, and then just kind of go full throttle once the playoffs start. And I think it's going to be a pretty good playoff run for the NBA here. I think there's a lot of stories. I think there's a lot of teams that are real close in talent, and the matchups I think are going to be good. You know, what are your feelings on, you know, and you kind of alluded to them right there with your Bucks coming out of the East. I mean, do you see them coming out of the East, or do you see somebody else doing that?
I think Toronto, if I really had a gun to my head, I like Toronto. I think Kawhi Leonard, with his experience of being in the finals, winning championships, I think that bodes pretty well. And they're a pretty solid team. Let's not kid ourselves. You know, they're right there with the Bucks and scoring. You know, the Bucks average about 117.5. They can score 114.5. You know, points that they give up, it's virtually the same. 108.1 for the Bucks and 108.4 for Toronto. So, you know, they're about a plus six in that category, and the Bucks are about a plus 10. But ultimately, you know, I think Toronto poses the biggest threat. Philadelphia, they're good. I think that they could, in the right situation, I think Philadelphia poses a decent threat. And, you know, Boston as well. And I think, you know, Indiana's fading a little bit here toward the end of the season, which I think ultimately was to be expected. You know, no Victor Oladipo and, you know, guys having to step up and play roles that they're not necessarily accustomed to. So I think it's Milwaukee, Toronto, or Philadelphia, and, you know, everybody else. I'm sorry, Milwaukee, Toronto, Philadelphia, and Boston, and then everybody else. You know, I think it's just a matter of how many games can you push those teams to, and how difficult can you make their run, and whoever ultimately has the easiest run, I personally think that that'll be the team that winds up getting out of there. So if you're Milwaukee, you got to take care of Miami or Orlando or Brooklyn or whoever you wind up playing in the first round. You got to sweep those guys, even if you're playing without Malcolm Brogdon. And, you know, you got to get through the rounds as easily as possible. So don't give up games and try to run through this so that you don't have to put too much stress on your guys to go out there and have to play extra games. I think that ultimately at this point in the season, that's what's really important. But Milwaukee, Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston, I think that any one of those four teams could easily get out of the East, Mike. And I know that that's not giving you one, but I think it'd be unfair to say one team, because I don't think it gives justice to those other squads that have had pretty decent seasons. And they do have teams that are capable of making a good run and getting out of the Eastern Conference. So I think it's a four-team race between Milwaukee, Toronto, Philadelphia, and Boston.
No, I would tend to agree. And you know, you wear your heart on sleeve for your Bucks, just like I wear my heart on sleeve for my Celtics. And I just have a lot of, you know, I've had a lot of doubt with the Celtics for a long time now. And I know they're going to be, I think they're going to be a tough out. I don't think they get back to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. I think, like you, that that experience that Kawhi has, that he can lean on with his Raptors. And let's face it, I mean, the Raptors have some experience getting to getting in the playoffs. I mean, they don't have to worry about LeBron hitting crazy shots against them to knock them out and those kind of things. But it's either going to be your Bucks or the Raptors coming out of that, I think. I don't think Philly has the I don't know, I don't want to call it stability, but just the mental part of it down yet to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, that's just my thought. But in the West, what do you think about the Nuggets? Are you still like, okay, it's a good story. You know, no one really kind of saw this coming, but they're the second seed. How far do you think these Nuggets can go?
I think we saw it coming in the sense of them winning a lot of basketball games. I really do. I think that, you know,
they've
got a lot of talent and they've got a lot of good players. So I'm not surprised that they've had a lot of regular season success. It's the question of, you know, and it's the same thing with Milwaukee. You know, they haven't had much postseason success. You know, they haven't gotten out of the first round, I think, since like 2001 or something like that. Whatever it is, it's a long time. But you know what? Sooner or later, those trends, they have to break, and you have to get over that hump. I think the only problem for Golden State, or I'm sorry, for Denver, is the fact that Golden State is in the Western Conference, you know, and Houston Rockets are in the Western Conference, and Portland's in the Western Conference, and Utah and the Clippers and San Antonio and Oklahoma City. But my point is there's no easy night, man, and there's the competition is extremely high. The level of competition, the level of talent in the Western Conference is just extremely high. So do I expect them to get out of the West? No. Do I expect them to have a really good run and make it to the Western Conference Finals? Yeah, I do. But then they're going to meet a team in Golden State, and you know, we talked about Kawhi Leonard and his experience. Well, you know what? Those guys all have experience. You know, I think the guy with the least amount is DeMarcus Cousins. And you know what? He can bring something to the table, too, that most guys can't. So I just think Golden State is so good, man. I really do. And I think that they've sleptwalked through most of the season. But I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We're going to come back. We'll continue rapping about this and some other stuff as well. So keep it close. About 20 minutes left in the program when we get back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
LeBron taking it out. Throws it and hits the backboard. That's a violation.
9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Oladipo to win it.
Another one!
He got it!
Another one! You can see it in the air!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers! Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. Yeah. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Campbell's with it. Down the floor. Love for Jenny. On a touchdown! And a foul! Jenny Frye comes off the bench! Convenient banking hours and a Monday night downtown!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Can always get at us, talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still going on at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And again, check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, just looking at all the standings, you know, as far as the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference go, there's just a couple of things that still need to be decided, obviously, and that is whether or not Miami gets in, Orlando gets in, Brooklyn gets in, Detroit gets in, Charlotte on the outside looking in. They're probably done, to be quite honest with you, but Orlando hanging on, they're 19 and a half games back of Milwaukee, but only a half a game back of Miami right now, who's in that final A spot in the Eastern Conference. Brooklyn is 18 and a half games, so have a half game lead on Miami, and then Detroit 18 games, so that gives them a game lead. So what I'm saying is it's very tight. With that being said, on the Eastern Conference side, the Western Conference is equally intriguing, interesting, however you want to put it. You know, you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, who at one point were number three in the Western Conference. They're number eight now in the Western Conference. San Antonio is seven. The Clippers are six. Utah's five. Portland is four, and I don't think anyone can really catch them. They've got a two-game lead over the Jazz. They've got a two-and-a-half-game lead over the Clippers, a three-game or four-game lead over San Antonio and Oklahoma. And I really think that Portland is – they're secure. Those top four are pretty secure. But five through eight, man, I don't exactly know how that's going to wind up. And, again, have to give so much credit to the L.A. Clippers, man. They're in the sixth spot. They gave away everybody at the trade deadline, and they've just continued to battle. I'll be honest with you. If I'm anybody in the Western Conference, there's one team I don't want to see, and it's the L.A. Clippers. You know why? Because they got absolutely nothing to lose, Mike.
They have absolutely nothing to lose. And Doc Rivers, you can argue this is one of his best coaching performances in his career as a coach. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, once they made that trade with Philly and sent Tobias Harris out to Philly, and I mean, you certainly kind of looked at it and went, wow, okay, the Clippers are just going to kind of ease out of the playoff picture here. They're not going to really do anything. But look, now you got a team that's in the sixth spot in the NBA playoff picture in the Western Conference, and moving into the off season, they got enough room to bring in two legitimate big time free agents. So there's a lot of momentum going on in Clipperland. You know, when you got, I mean, I've said this and you said this for a long time, when you got Jerry West kind of pulling the deals and doing what he is famously known for besides being the logo, things are looking up and things are going in the right direction for the Clips.
No, absolutely. And, you know, it's like, it is not, the Lakerland is not necessarily the place to be in LA. And I think and it could continue that way. I mean, I really believe it. I think the Clippers are the better choice. Like if you're a free agent and you want to be, you know, you want to get wowed by LA, I almost think you're going to be more wowed by the Clippers than you are the Los Angeles Lakers at this point. So there's definitely competition. And just because you got LeBron, I almost think that's killing the Lakers in a weird way. Like, nobody really wants to go and play with LeBron anymore. But wouldn't you want to go and play with a bunch of guys that just work their ass off and play their butts off? Like, I'm telling you, there's something special. Like you said, there's something really unique and special about that LA Clipper team.
Yeah, there is. And who wouldn't want to play for Doc Rivers? I mean, Doc Rivers is one of the best coaches. He's an NBA champion coach. He expects a lot out of his players. I mean, he is a demanding coach, but he gets results, you know, off of that. So, you know, if you're let's just say if you're Kawhi Leonard maybe in the future, maybe AD when he becomes a free agent, or, you know, I mean, any one of these guys, Durant, who wouldn't want to play for those guys? And you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens with the Clips once free agency starts. And then I think you hit the nail on the head with the Lakers. It's always going to be a Laker town. Like, the people who say, oh, this is a Clipper town. No, it's not going to be a Clipper town. It never will be a Clipper town. The Lakers are that city's team. But right now, all the positive vibes, all the momentum is with the little brother, and the Clippers, and they could make a serious dent into the popularity, of the Lakers. But, yeah, playing with LeBron can be. I don't think Durant was too far off when he said there's a lot of drama that kind of comes with him. It can be toxic. And let's face it, I mean, LeBron is no spring chicken anymore. There's a lot of mileage on those knees, a lot of mileage on those legs. You know, so we'll see moving forward what happens, but the Clips, man, I'm telling you, and you've been telling our audience, there's something special going on, and I think they could be rewarded very handsomely with free agency this summer.
Yeah, we'll have to see how it all shakes out. And speaking of free agents, let's shift gears. Let's talk a little NFL football for a quick moment. And, you know, some of those moves that have been made, whether it was free agents or trades, you know, the Antonio Browns of the world, the Le'Veon Bells, the Odell Beckhams of the world. Out of all those moves that were made, which one do you think has the most impact on their team? Is it Le'Veon Bell with the Jets? Is it Odell Beckham with Cleveland? Is it Antonio Brown with the Raiders? What's the biggest splash that you think we've seen so far in the NFL?
Wow. Well, I mean, you would almost have to say Odell, because you're adding quite the talent. I mean, he's legitimately one of the top receivers in all professional football right now. And you add him to the offensive side of the ball, the Cleveland Browns, which you can certainly argue on paper is going to be a handful to deal with. Now they have to go out and do it and perform and win and those kind of things. But on paper, that adding Odell And, you know, you have Jarvis Landry who can stretch the field, and he's friends with Odell, so maybe he can kind of control Odell a little bit from having Odell do some of the crazy stuff that he tends to do sometimes. But I do like Le'Veon to the Jets. You have a young quarterback in Sam Darnold, and for a young quarterback to succeed and to progress, having a legitimate running back there is going to help him, you know, develop as a quarterback. You know, teams just can't, you know, defend the receivers. They got to look at Le'Veon now. And Le'Veon is a guy you can get the ball out quick in the flat. You can run a little slant pattern for him. There's different ways you can use him. So I think that was a good matchup, especially for Sam Darnold.
Do you see a scenario where Rob Gronkowski comes out of retirement and plays maybe the last couple few games for the Patriots and helps them with a playoff push? I'm not totally sold on a Rob Gronkowski total retirement. I mean, I can see it being similar to this Jason Witten guy, you know, like where you just still have that bug and you still want to get out there and play. And let's be honest, if Gronk wants to play, man, he's still got something in the tank. I don't think that anybody in their right mind – I know he's had a bunch of injuries. I know he's been around for a while. But truth be told, the guy is just a presence on the football field, whether he's making catches or not making catches, to be honest with you. So do you see a scenario where he comes back in the middle of the season at some point?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm like you. I'm not buying this retirement. I'm buying that Gronk doesn't want to deal with off-season conditioning, training camp, OTAs, or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And I could see him coming back towards the end of October or during a, maybe if the Patriots have a late bye in the season, having him come back, you know, Brady makes the call and say, hey, big boy, we need you. I need you. And they come back. So it's one of those things where I'm not buying this as a retirement at all. And I can certainly see Gronkowski coming back for the Pats.
I mean, I thought it was pretty funny watching Belichick answer the questions from people when they were like, you know, Rob Gronkowski's tired. And he's just like, next question. I'm going to talk about the guys I got. You know, just things like that. Yeah. It's just kind of interesting when you hear Belichick do something like that. So let me ask you this, man. Do you think the Cardinals are having one of the best hands of poker that you've ever seen in the world, and everybody in their right mind thinks they're taking Kyler Murray, but is there a chance that Bosa is actually their pick?
I think there's always a chance. And, you know, I mean, they do hold, literally, and no pun intended, they hold all the cards with this pick. But I think they're doing a disservice to Josh Rosen quite a bit, because I'm believing that they're taking Kyler Murray with the kind of offense that the new coach wants to run. Josh is not exactly a good fit for that. So, you know, getting Rosen out of town as soon as possible, would be beneficial for both teams. Now, you know, the talk is that the Cardinals want a first round pick. They ain't going to get a first round pick for Rosen. You know, even though he was a first round pick, he was a top 10 pick. They're not going to get a first out of him. If they get an early second pick, like a 32nd to 33, 34 pick, second round pick like that, then do it, or a couple of seconds, whatever. But I do think that, you know, besides maybe doing a little bit of poker face by coming out and having all this talk and talking about Kyler Murray, is just, to me, it's just wrong, and you're doing a disservice to Josh Rosen.
Yeah, I mean, in a weird way, you know, I feel a little bit for Josh, but at the same time, when you're a coach and you're Cliff Kingsbury and you're coming in to a new situation, don't you want to be able to have the guys that you think you can win with versus having to hope you can win with a guy in Josh Rosen? Does that make sense to you, Mike, or no?
No, it does make sense. And I tend to agree with what you're saying there, Andy, but at the same time, can't let this talk of all this Kyler Murray, knowing that you have Josh Rosen there as a player already, kind of fester and kind of mess with Josh's head. I mean, that's kind of unfair to him, but I do tend to agree with you. You want your guys, your kind of guys, but you want to have in your offense or your defense. So
yeah,
it's a delicate balancing act that is going on right here. But I do think in the end, you just if Kyler's your guy, just settle with it, go with it, and get your second round pick or a couple second round picks for Rosen, and then everybody moves on.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it and wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Throws Beckham, a diving catch, what a catch! Odell Beckham Jr. for Giants, touchdown!
You have got to be kidding me!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football. We need to do pretty much everything better, just not good enough in any area.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You're up too.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here today. As I said, always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf get you through the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And at this time, we always give you our parting shots. So, Mike, you're up, my friend. Go ahead.
oh, my parting shot is going to revolve around these kids playing this NCAA tournament, the Elite Eight today, Michigan State, Duke, Auburn, Kentucky. I just want everybody to sit back, get their soda, get their popcorn, because these are going to be two great games, and it's going to lead into a great Final Four, watching these kids dive on the floor and give all that they can for a national championship.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of piggyback you, my friend. And by the way, you can always catch me late night doing the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as well. And you know what? We'll be talking about this later. But I'm just so excited to watch Zion Williamson. I'm sorry, but there's just something special. There's something unique. There's something about this kid that really is special. And I love watching him throw his body all over the floor, play as hard as he can. He's a big dude, too. He's 285 pounds. And to see that guy fly through the air, it's pretty amazing. So, like you said, man, sit back, get your popcorn, get your pop, get your soda, get your beverage of choice. And you know what? Watch some college kids go out there and lay it all on the line and see if they can continue their journey onto the Final Four. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Scott on the other side making it all possible, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.